Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Pehe, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph Medeif at the Mishnah. Chatas va'ashem vaday mechapim mifim kipurim mechapim im hatshuva. Chatas va'ashem vaday al mechape, death and Yom Kippur mechape with tshuva. Hatshuva mechapeth ala devus ha'kalos, ala seba ala loisase, ala chamus, utoila at yoga yom kippurim v'yechape. Tshuva is mechape turning for light avirus, for mitzvahs asei and mitzvahs lois asei and for severe avirus, tshuva suspends until Yom Kippur comes and is mechaper. And the Gemara says, Taman taninan va'azodoin mikdash u'kadoshav sira nasi b'fnim Yom Kippurim mechaper al sha'avirus shibatuva kalois v'chamuris zoinois v'shkogois hoida v'le hoida asa v'le sasei priestois and mitzvahs beistin sira mishtaleach mechaper. The Gemara says, there's a Mishnah that taught there that for intentional transgression of tumas mikdash and its kodshim, the inner goat and Yom Kippur are mechaper, but other ways in the Torah, light and severe, nezid or shegim, intentional or inadvertent, known or not known, asein loisase, those that involve krisos and mises beistin, the seir mishtaleach brings atonement. Loihi kalais ase loisase, loihi hamuris krisos and mises beistin. The Gemara asks, aren't light averos asein loisase, aren't severe averos krisos and mises beistin? Why does the mission list them separately? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kinimas Nisan, Hakalos v'Chamuris, Oisan, Hakalos, which is a V'Chamuris, Ben Shalasam, Bezodin, Ben Shalasam, Bezodin, Oisan, Shalay Hashkogos, Ben Shalis Vadalai Bahen, Ben Shalis Vadalai Bahen. Rabbi Yehuda answered that our Mishnah means as follows. Light and severe, those light and severe avirus, whether he did them intentionally or he did not do them intentionally, those Shkogos, inadvertent sin, whether they became known to him or did not become known to him. And these are the light ones, mitzvahs ase and lois ase, and the severe ones are krisos and mises beistin. B'shem shaseir and ase b'fnim mechaper al avodonos v'toil al shkogos dor sheyesh bechiv korban af seir mishtaleach mechaper. It's like the inner goat atones for mezid and suspends for shogeg for something that has a chiv, an obligation to bring a korban. Also seir mishtaleach is mechaper. Nicha loyhoida hoida lekein taninen chayavik chatoif hashomis v'adoyim shavar lehem yom kippurim chayovim v'chayavim hashomis tluyim v'turim. The Gemara asks, well, this is science what did not become known. But what became known, wasn't it taught that chiyav to bring chatoif hashomis v'adai means he knows that he sinned and Yom Kippur passed. One is obligated to bring them. The same shtelech was not mechaper. Hashomis tluyim after Yom Kippur, he's exempt. And Rabbi Mechia answered whether the suffix became known to him or the suffix did not become known to him. In both cases, Siyam Ishtaleach is Mechaper, but not when he found out that he sinned and he is Chaya Vechatas or an Asham Vadai. And as you say now, the sentence should be left till later on. Now we say, Taman Taninan, Alelu Chayov Mechadonia Kois, Vashu Gosan Chatas. The Mishnah teaches that for these one's liable Kores, Bemezid, and Chatas B'Shoigeg, and Ashim Tolei for a Sufik that was not clarified. Now didn't Yom Kippur already atone for a Sufik about eating or Malacha on Yom Kippur, which are amongst those that were listed? Rabbi Shimon, B'Shem, Rabbi Levi, Sechaya, B'Moyud, Yom Kippurim, He Masnisa. Rav Shimon, quoting Rabbi Sakai, answered, our Mishnah discusses the one who rebels against Yom Kippur, and he doesn't want it to be atoned for him. Nishinase lama le'omah, b'shul nisvad le'bahen. Why didn't he say that he's chayev ashim toli when the suffix did not become known to him on Yom Kippur? Mifid amma, b'afil lo'y nisvad le'bahen, Yom Kippurim mechaper. The correct guesser. And this teaches that even if the suffix did not become known to him on Yom Kippur atones. Asay afa pishul le'asa tshuva le'isa asay b'shemov b'shem zera b'huv she'asa tshuva. Yom Kippur is mechaper for an asay, even if he did not do tshuva, and for a le'isa asay, which also said in the name of Rabbi Zera, it's only if he did tshuva.